what I want to talk about right now is a sample launch schedule or an idea of a launch schedule. And this part here is a science with a little bit of art to it. It's really very flexible as far as what you want to do. This is just an example of a schedule that I've used before. This is a long and drawn-out schedule. It's about 3 weeks from beginning to end, not counting the last chance launch, which is even later. You might not be able to do this in a very crowded space because it's hard to keep people's attention nowadays for 3 weeks. So if you're doing something in the IM space, you're probably going to want to condense it a little bit. But if you're doing something in a niche that is not overcrowded with these type of releases, you might want to extend it out because, again, it's really fun to create that incredible buzz, that incredible hunger for your product to the point where people are literally crawling, you know, banging down your doors to get the product. And it's fun. And the comments you get when you do it right, people are like, you know, how much is it? When can I buy it? I don't care what it costs. I want it. And I've been able to really successfully do that. And it's fun. It's literally like this mass onslaught of people who just are ready to go and at any cost want your product on launch day. So let's talk a little bit about, here's a sample schedule. And I use, this is day 1, 2, 3, 4. And I've just chosen a sample days of Thursday, Tuesday. I typically like to spread it out a couple days a week. And this is what I'm talking about, an affiliate launch. So this is what the affiliates would mail. You would probably mail more often than the affiliates. So let's start here on day one. Day one, I just chose Thursday, for example. Start on a Thursday. You're going to give out something free. You're certainly going to give away a free report, or maybe it's a video, something along those lines. I typically like to start with a free report, but a video is perfectly good too. Then in the following week, on the Tuesday, because you're spreading it out to Tuesday, Thursday, you'll maybe switch it up to a video. Or maybe you'll give part two of the report. That's another thing you can do. Have the report just kind of end abruptly, and you can always go in to part two, or you can do that with a video. Do a video and just literally chop it halfway through, and you could say, like, to be continued or something like that. Then, on the following day, on the Thursday, what I like to do is sometimes use a contest. And the contest could be win a free copy of the product if you simply answer a few questions or something like that. You can give a list of, you know, what are your top three challenges, or what's the thing that's stopping you from doing X, or what do you really want to see in this? And the effective thing about doing that is now you have a whole bunch of basically data, and you're finding out what your customers want. And with that, you can then turn that around and throw that back at them. You know, it turns out that, you know, 72% of people want this, and guess what? We have that. Or the top question is this, and here's the answer to that. So it's really good to do contests because you can put questions in those contests, and you can actually use that and basically learn from it and kind of spin that right back into the product. So contests are a great idea, which I often hold and give away a free product. Another thing that I always do webinars, or you could do a teleseminar. That's something that not everyone may be comfortable doing, but I highly recommend doing it because they're very, very effective. It's not that hard to get 1,000, 2,000, even I've had as many as 3,000 people on a telephone call. It's amazing, but it's true. You can do it. And typically, when I do launches, even with not even a small list, I've just done a recent launch for an in-house small list of under 10,000 people, which is a relatively small list, that hadn't even been marketed to. It was kind of almost an old dead list. And we got like over 500 people in our webinars. So you'd be surprised at how many people will come to a webinar if you put that in there, because the way that you sell the webinars, you just say things like, hey, we're going to teach you all the secrets. We're going to give away a whole bunch of stuff. You're going to get to hear from the guru. You're going to get to ask your questions, that kind of stuff. So you kind of build it up like this is the place to be, and you don't want to miss out. And you'll get a tremendous number of people that will come to that webinar. So I often will do like a webinar announcement, for example, is something that I might do about, you know, 3 emails in. And the other good thing about announcing a webinar, of course, is you get people to register. So another chance to get email addresses. So, for example, they didn't opt in for the free report. Maybe they didn't want it. Maybe they watched the video. Maybe you missed the emails. This is another chance to get people's email addresses, because when they register for the webinar, of course, you get all those emails. So then, moving on from there.
What kind of stuff would you cover in a webinar typically?
Typically in the webinar, we cover what the product is about. Mm-hmm. So essentially, what we're doing is we're talking about what you're going to get if you buy the product. We're talking about, usually it's the USP of our product and why it's different and better than all the competitors' products. So that basically, if you're doing a webinar, to do an effective webinar, it's really almost a whole other course. So I'm not going to be able to give all that away. But what we will do is we'll give a sample webinar, one that I've done recently, a recording of a webinar that I've done. Again, it's going to go probably be in the trading niche, but it's still an idea. The other thing you can do, and I actually did this for the Arbitrage Conspiracy launch, is I put together a teleconference call, and I called it the All-Star Teleconference Call, All-Star Call. And on that call, we had a bunch of big names on that call. There was Brad Fallon, Mike Filsaim, Yannick Silver, Evan Pagan, Buck Risby, Mark Joyner, I think I said Brad Fallon, who else? Talon Knudsen, Sean Casey, and Eamon was the star of the show. So I actually had this idea to put all that together. And, of course, I had the advantage of having access to all these big names, which in your, if you're doing internet marketing product, you may not, but maybe in your niche you do. You may have the equivalent of these big names. So one thing I want to point out is always believe that you can get them, because it may not be as hard as you think in your niche or whatever you're doing. So I had the idea for that call of getting all these guys together, and this is how I structured it. I went and I asked all of these individuals to list three questions that they thought their list would want to hear. And I said, you know, talk about your experience with the star, you know, with the person who's putting it out. In that case, it was Eamon. And what you know about him, what you think about him. And then ask him three questions you think that your list would like to know. And that's how we kind of structured it. So everyone got to ask a few questions. They got all the answers. And at the end, I actually jumped in and gave a little bit of a rah-rah-rah kind of sales pitch about the product. And that's kind of how that was structured. So that's another way to give you an idea of how you could potentially do something in your market. Just get a whole bunch of gurus or people who know about the industry on the line. Structure in advance. We actually did a conference call before the conference call with just us, so we talked about how it would go. And that's how we did it. And we had about 3,000 people on that call. And that was a big one. But for the stuff I do, for example, in the trading niche, typically what I do is more webinars, and it's usually myself and the master, the guru, the trader. Because I'm not usually the guru. I'm just the guy who's talking about the product and talking up the guru. And if you do a webinar, one thing that's a really good idea that I always like to do is I always like to put the guru on a pedestal. And I say, you know, we're really lucky today because, you know, so-and-so is actually kind enough to take time out of his busy day and come on to this call or this webinar with us, you know, for an hour. So we have an hour of his time. So really build this person up. In reality, you might be, you know, direct partners. You might work across the hall. You might talk to this person every day. But it's a good idea to really build this person up because to your audience, you want to make that individual seem like he's way up here. And what I personally like to do in my webinars is kind of go back and forth. So it's usually just a basic PowerPoint presentation. It's pretty simple. Just talk about, you know, a little bit of background, a little bit about the product, a little bit about why it's different, why it's better, why it's going to help you, why you need it, just that kind of stuff. And usually it's a sort of back and forth banter between myself and the individual that I'm doing the webinar or teleseminar with. So you kind of structure that, you know, in advance, and you can say, you can talk about which part you're going to talk about and which part they're going to talk about. Just kind of get it flowing. So that's kind of some general tips for that, but won't get into too much detail for that. But webinars are a very good idea, and surprisingly few people actually do webinars. They're highly, highly effective. You really get people charged up. And the other advantage of doing a webinar is that you can also get people to come to the webinar, or by telling people if they come to the webinar, they'll be able to get on an early registration list. And if you do a good job of building up the buzz and the hype, you might get people to think, like, this might sell out in an hour. I don't know. You know, you say, I don't know how quickly this is going to sell out, but it could be gone in an hour or two. If you come to the webinar, you're going to get on a special list, and you're going to get first access. You're going to be guaranteed to get the product. So that's another good idea to do as far as doing these webinars. Give them a reason to come. Maybe you'll throw in a bonus. Maybe they'll get on this early, you know, reservation list, that kind of stuff. So that works well, especially if it's legitimate. Like, we always do give them a special pre-registration list and often give them a bonus for coming and that kind of stuff. So as far as webinars go, that's a good way to do it, to get people excited about coming in. And if you don't want to do a webinar, that's fine too, because a lot of people don't do them. So don't feel you have to do webinars, but I do find they're quite effective. So now back to this here. We're now in, you know, our Tuesday, so we talked about the reminder of the webinar, which you'd send out on the Tuesday. And typically what I like to do is hold a webinar on the Tuesday and launch the next day on the Wednesday. So we get everyone on that pre-reserve list, get them super excited, and the very next day at 9 in the morning, boom, you go live, and you've done that webinar just the day before. But another way you can do it, if you're organized and you're prepared to do this, is you can have the webinar lead straight into the launch. So you can literally have the webinar, at the end of that webinar, boom, it goes live. And that's another very effective way to do it, because you have all these people that are excited, they're ready to go, their wallets are practically out, and boom, you can go buy it right away. So that's another good way to do it. So
yeah, that's really good.
I like that, yeah.
Because
I haven't seen anybody do that. It's really awesome.
People buy on emotions, and you have their emotions peaked at that point, and you know, you got your good thrush of cash.
That's right. And one thing I did recently that you could also do, you can do a combination of the two, which I tried recently, and it worked very well. What I did is I said, hey, if you come to the webinar, there's going to be just a few slots available to buy right after the webinar. And I did that one time, and I had it open for just, I can't remember exactly how many I sold or how long. I think it was like 60 minutes kind of thing. Then I shut it down. Bam. And it was like, okay, you're too late. Now you got to come back tomorrow. So you can do that too. Again, this is the part here that's really kind of an art mixed with science, because there's so many ways to do this. This is just an example of doing it. Maybe you'll have them buy right after the webinar, maybe the next day, maybe a combination of both. Maybe you won't have a webinar. Maybe you'll have your webinar after you've already opened your cart. Maybe you do that halfway through. That's another idea. Halfway through the launch process, when you're open, hey, we're having a webinar now for all you guys who missed it. And by the way, in the webinar, there's some crazy bonus that's getting announced that's never been announced before. It's another way to bring it up, because typically the way launches go is day one is here, and you hit your peak usually on day one, and then it kind of drifts kind of down, and then usually on the last day there's a little bit of a spike. So your last day, you won't typically get as many sales as you will on your first day. This is usually your best day. That's day one, and this is day seven. But you usually get a spike here, and it typically dwindles down. So what you can do is in the middle of the launch, think of things to pop it right back up again. And you can do that by, for example, releasing a shock and awe video where you give a ton more bonuses halfway through the launch. And that's a great way to do it. Or you announce a webinar halfway through the launch for those who missed it and announce some special new bonus that you're going to do on that webinar, which I've done effectively before. One thing to keep in mind, though, whatever bonuses you give to the people who are buying halfway through, you always want to make sure that everyone who already bought it before gets that bonus. Mm. You'll have a lot of unhappy people, so keep that in mind. It's really important to make sure to give whatever bonuses you give out partway through to everyone who bought it, even on day one. And that's important.
I think on the reminder webinar, I love that idea. I mean, that concept, it's really great, because what you could do is you can have like a kickoff webinar to launch the product, but then you also tell them like they're going to get a special like early bird special bonus or something for being on the webinar and getting the product that way. That way you have a lot of buzz, you have a lot of people getting on the webinar. It's like a bunch of people going to a concert.
Yeah.
You know, and then they get there, and then you go through all the psychological triggers, you hit the different points, you hit all the benefits, you explain it in your own voice, and people are captivated by that, and then bam, you give them the special deal,
first
opportunity. First mover bonus.
Exactly.
And then boom, you have a big spike. And then the other thing with that graph right there, the spike in the middle, man, that's so true right there, because it just drips, and then you hit them with the email saying, yeah, we're about to close, and then you get a big spike. So
that's right.
To orchestrate something where you get a big spike right in the middle, yeah, that's gold.
That's your objective, is to keep it going here. What I did in the arbitrage conspiracy launches, we continually sent out, you know, these really powerful emails, and it was amazing the reaction. Every time it was, you know, another powerful headline, bam, we got a spike. So that's what you want to do, is try to give reasons. Don't just send an email with no real reason. Every time you send an email, once the doors are open, you want to make sure you have a really good, compelling reason to do that. So that will kind of keep this line here more of a plateau than kind of a drop. And that's obviously the objective, because you're always going to get that spike at the end. So you want to try to keep it as high in the middle here as you can. And that's where you really want to be creative. And that's where it's a little bit of an art form. So, and every launch can be a little bit different. One thing that's really good to do is to go to... yeah, your question?
Yeah, so if you do 30 days or something on a launch, and are you going to email every day or every other day, like to your, you know, your, this is not the affiliates, but you, just, you know, every other day, I mean.
So the I'm actually going to talk about that in a second, but it's a good question. So these numbers here are typically what the affiliates are going to do. The affiliates are not going to be able to mail, and very often your affiliates will not mail all of these. So what I'll do is I'll say, hey, you got to mail the first one, put a star here, and you could potentially give a bonus for mailing that very first time. Say, you're going to get an extra whatever for mailing this one. And obviously the webinar announcement is going to be a really big one, so I'm going to want them to mail this one, because that's where I'm going to get all these extra emails. Obviously the launch is massive. You certainly want the launch, so say you got to mail for the launch day, clearly. And then maybe the 24 hours till closing could be another key one. So what I'll do is I'll say, hey, these are the four emails you absolutely must mail. If you can only mail four, mail these. But hey, you know what? You're going to make a lot more money if you mail more than four. And I always tell them that. Don't just say, oh, you only need to mail four. I always say, you know, if you can only mail four, mail these four. But you know what? You should probably mail more because you're going to make more money. So that's typically what I do. And then, of course, midway through the special bonus thing, as we talked about, you can put a video together where you can ask all of your different affiliates who have products to give away to throw something in for free. And then you can string the video together of all these products that are, you're all going to get for free if you buy your product. So that's one thing that's really powerful. You can call it, you know, your shock and awe video or whatever. And what I like to do is to get all the people that have a product to record a video of themselves giving the product away, saying, here's what you're going to get if you buy XYZ course. And it's effective to do that because for them, there's a few advantages for them. Number one, they get their video seen, so they get exposure of all your launch traffic. And it also does for them is what I like to do is offer them the buyer's email list who actually opts in and takes their bonus. Because the way that the buyers are going to get their bonuses is to go to an opt-in page they have created. So you say, hey, give me a bonus, now give me an opt-in page, and on that opt-in page will be, you know, to collect your bonus, put in your name and email. So the only emails they'll get of your buyers are those who take their individual bonus. But you can say, hey, for doing this, I'm going to give you my buyer's emails of the ones who take your bonus. So that's why they want to do it. And then you get this all this extra value that you can then throw in partway through that launch to get that mid-launch spike. So that's a really effective thing to do as well. Just other ideas you can kind of do and kind of throw in there. And then from that bonus, what I'll typically do is, you know, send out 24 hours till close, say we're almost done. This is, you know, your last day to do this, we're shutting down. And then, of course, same thing, sort of 12 hours to close. And then another, that's email 7 and 8. Another thing you can do is you can, of course, limit the numbers if you want to do that. So you can either make it a limited time where it's, you know, you say it's only 8 days and we're shutting down, or you can make it a number launch and count down backwards, and you can put on a script that will show how many units are left and counting back 500, 400, 300, 200. That's another way to do it. And another effective thing that I've done before is I've shut the doors early. If you plan to relaunch your product, and I like to relaunch products, what I'll often do is I'll shut down early. I'll say, you're only going to be available for a week. And then literally, out of the gate, after 3 days, you're like, we sold everything, we're done, we're closing in 12 hours. And then you get a big spike, and then you get a lot of credibility because people think, wow, these people are for real. They said they're going to leave it open for a week, and they shut it down after 3 days. So that's another way you can do it if you're planning on relaunching it. So again, so many ways to play with it, so many ways to toy with it. And sometimes, you know, you can have it all scheduled out, and sometimes what I've done more for internal launches to our own list or my own list, I'll just play it by ear. I'll just see how it's going, and I won't plan every last detail. I'll just feel like, hey, we've made a lot of sales. People are happy. I feel like it's time to close now. Sales are dwindling off. Let's shut her down. Or sometimes, in the case of the Arbitrage Conspiracy launch that we did, we decided to keep it open for a month because we were just getting the sales just kept coming in and coming in and coming in. So we thought there's no point in closing the doors now. Let's leave it open. So we actually left it open longer than we had originally planned to do. So it's nice to kind of be able to wing it and play it by ear a little bit as well. And then one last thing you can do is I call it a last chance or second chance launch or whatever you want to call it. A week later, after the doors are closed, you can reopen for 12 hours or 24 hours because, you know, you can just think of a compelling reason to do that. Like, for example, you know, we had some returns, or, you know, we have some more room, we decided we can take on some more students, or whatever reason you typically want to come up with. And usually, you know, it's something, make it something legitimate. Like, you really decided, okay, we can afford to take on a few more people here, or, you know, we have a few extra copies that we didn't sell, or whatever it's going to be. You can come on a week later and do this, and you get a nice little spike, little bump as well, sort of 7 days later. So that's a typical kind of a drawn-out launch schedule. You could easily, instead of making it 3 weeks, you could do it in 1 week. And I've seen launches that have been just of effect, multi-seven-figure launches that have been done in 8 days versus, you know, the three-week cycle. So it just depends on you. So now I just want to talk about an example of a quick 7 or 8 day launch as opposed to a long extended 3 or even a 4 week launch as we talked about earlier, because if you're in a space that's more crowded or maybe you just want to do a hit and run, these can work very effectively as well. So here's just another example. And again, this is more of an art form. This is not written in stone. You can play with this and do it however you want. There's no real cookie cutter exact formula that you have to follow. But here is an example where you start on a Monday and you send out a video or a report. The next day would be potentially part two of this report or part two of the video. And you can also, for example, if you're going to do the webinar example like I like to do, you might have them register for the webinar. And an idea you can do here is you can say, hey, register for this webinar for free, and just for registering, you'll get part two of the video. So that'll kind of force them to register. That's another kind of neat idea you can do. Then the next day will be the webinar, and you could potentially launch right after the webinar if you wanted to. So webinar straight into the launch, which is good if you're going to do a quick one. On Thursday, you might introduce that video, those extra bonuses, because you've now started the launch, and it's a condensed launch. So the very next day, you might say, hey, here's some extra bonuses. And then what a good idea to do is on the Friday, very early, make sure you send your email out early, because Fridays aren't the best day to email, so get it out early. You could say something like, hey, you know what? We probably aren't going to make it through the weekend. We're probably going to run out of product, or we're going to take on too many students, or whatever you want to say, depending on what your model is, on the weekend. So we're, you know, you better get it today. We're probably going to, I don't know if we'll make it through the weekend. And then you could obviously close it down on the Friday or the Saturday, or you could potentially on the very Monday say, hey, we still have, you know, it's your last chance, and we're going to close it, let's say, noon on Monday. And then you're done. So you could potentially squeeze a little more on the Monday. But you always, obviously, whenever you do this, you want to make it legitimate and make it real. Don't say, hey, we're going to close, and then leave it for three more days. It just doesn't look good. So you always want to kind of be honest with what you're doing. Be creative, but be honest at the same time, and make it believable. And one of the things that I always like to say is that even though you might be marketing a little bit aggressively by using, you know, this skill set that you're gaining now, in my opinion, there's nothing wrong with that as long as you're selling a very high-quality product. So one thing that I'll say is everything that I've ever sold has been the highest quality. In just about every case, probably in every case, it's been far superior to the competitor's products. So I don't feel the least bit guilty about using these strong and powerful and aggressive sales techniques to sell something, because I know genuinely that the people who buy this are going to love this product. Whoever uses this product is going to be very, very happy with the product. Because I typically work with people who put a tremendous amount of time and effort into developing a very high-end product that's going to work. Now, obviously, not everyone's going to use it, and that, I can't control that, but for those who do, they're going to be very happy with it. So I strongly recommend that whatever product you put out, or whoever you partner with, because in my cases, I don't develop products, I partner with those who do, because that's what they're good at, and this is what I'm good at, that it's always the highest quality. That way you can feel really good about selling it, even if you're being aggressive and you're getting a lot of people to buy that might not normally buy because you're using these great techniques. In the end, it doesn't matter. If you're giving them something that's going to help them, you know, you can feel good about doing that at the end of the day, and that's what's important to me. I definitely recommend that anything you do, anything you put out there, you make sure it's a very high-end, high-quality product.
Well, one of the things I heard once that, I don't even know who said it, but they said, if you make sure in, like, whatever product you're going to sell, just make sure it's much, much more valuable than the price tag you're asking for,
right,
then you can feel really confident and be real aggressive in your, like you just said, be aggressive in selling and feel good about selling it, because
exactly,
you know the value is great.
And that comes through. I mean, when I do my webinars, I get really excited because I know that people who are listening to me talk about this are going to benefit from what I'm offering them. And that's how I can feel really good about selling it, and that's why I'm effective at selling it, because I'm genuinely excited, because I know if they buy it, they're going to love it. Going back to one other thing that I want to talk about, with the longer extended launches, you wouldn't obviously be able to do this. If this was an affiliate launch and you were getting people to mail every day, you couldn't put in any extra emails. But if you were doing one of those longer drawn-out launches where there was those gaps, those Tuesday, Thursday gaps, that is a typical affiliate schedule. What you want to do is once you've collected those emails and the opt-ins, you want to mail more often than that. And I actually tell the affiliates in a way that when I recruit them, I say, hey, you know what? All you have to do is send a couple of emails, because then we're going to get your opt-ins and we're going to mail them for you. We're going to do all the hard work for you. So if you only mail once or twice, hey, don't worry. We're going to keep mailing them for you, and you're going to get all those sales because, of course, they're a cookie to you. So that's another good thing you can say to affiliates to get them. It's a good selling point, and also something you're going to want to do. So you're going to want to mail probably more often than Tuesday, Thursday. You might sneak one in on, you know, the Wednesday and on the Friday, maybe one on the weekend, because, you know, in that launch, if it's a condensed launch and it's only available for a short amount of time, it's okay to kind of hit that list hard in that short period to get them extra excited. That's one thing that I always like to do, and something that you should do as well.